What we need is not knowledge, but certainty. Bertrand Russell. Let's pretend you are Spain. Brand Spain, being powerful and with the enviable ability to print money, has every method at its disposal to engage a potential traveler. It employs a media agency and has skilled employees to manage that relationship. This team chooses the platforms and contexts that are best to communicate messages from the brand. These messages are created by an advertising agency and include television, online, and even viral. They have been tested with a reputable advertising research firm. Brand Spain has also dedicated sizable resources to the creation of a positive experience with the brand once the consumer chooses to interact. Brand Spain, in fact, has spent a great deal of time and money on these methods and in measuring their success or failure. It gathers data and has very smart people to interpret these data. What they are measuring against is what they have come to know about Brand Spain's previous and even potential customers, which is a great deal. What they are not measuring is the consumer's ideal country to visit. They are measuring Spain. Of course, Brand Spain has some degree of engagement. Many customers are loyal to Brand Spain, but Brand Spain would like higher levels of brand loyalty and more engagement with the brand because it wants more profits. So Brand Spain examines everything that has happened, everything consumers say about why they choose Brand Spain, or why they are likely, having been tempted by the advertising, to choose Brand Spain next time. And Brand Spain keeps this information top of mind as they use the old and new methods of outreach. And they see small growth. They see that Brand France has a bit more growth, Brand Italy a little less. They discuss why they think that happened. Strategies are tweaked. And while all this is happening, the consumer sleeps. The consumer does not simply sleep, as we know, but also dreams. She wishes. She hopes. She has, in her mind, an ideal country to visit. This ideal is unconstrained by reality. It is perfection. It is a galaxy of emotion and experience. Would you, Brand Spain, like to know what that dream is? Would you, if you knew, be able to better strategize your media, message, and experience? Be more certain of your actions? Would you, if you got closer to the ideal, cause Brand France, Brand Italy, and Brand Greece to have long meetings about you without refreshments due naturally to the cutbacks? Absolutely. We look at brands from the desired result, consumer engagement, and deliver insights on how that engagement is created, as defined by the consumer's ideal brand. Only then does the brand have a consequence-driven, consumer-generated target at which to aim their corporate and communication strategy. Only then has Brand Spain measured consumers' engagement against what is possible to own, and not just present conditions. Because brands must discover what the consumer dreams of, not just what she sees. This book is about a consumer view of the world of brands and the evidence that supports it. Because if there's any phrase being more widely used in the world of marketing than return on investment, ROI, we haven't heard it. And rightfully so, with brands continuing to squander millions of dollars on low return strategies and rudderless advertising campaigns. Procurement, as anyone in marketing knows, has found out where your desk is and wants an explanation for one of the largest line items on the corporate balance sheet. Validations and those pesky correlations to sales have raised their twin heads, and that is not going away. Engagement has been a tough metric to define. The Advertising Research Foundation is already on Definition 2.0, largely because the first pass lacked the concreteness that was corrected in the second. Having always put forth a behavior-centric view of engagement, based on something positive actually happening to the brand, we are delighted. There's a good reason, however, that a lot of smart folks have struggled with defining what we all agree is at the center of today's marketing paradigm. Engagement with the brand is the ultimate objective. Nothing can substitute for it. Nothing but that will ensure brand survival. Yet, to get there, brands need and employ outreach of all kinds. Conversations, experiences, advertising, and every touchpoint possible and imagined. That outreach requires an engagement also. But it's not an engagement with the brand. It's an engagement with the method that the brand is using to get the consumer to engage with the brand. There are four engagement methods, but only one objective. Methods. 1. A platform, that TV, online, print, and sponsorship. 2. Context, program, web page, magazine, game. 3. Message, ad or communication. And 4. Experience, store or event. The objective, brand engagement. In a traditional scenario, a brand like Macy's might decide to use television, platform, buying time in a highly viewed program, context, like Heroes, or running an ad, message, designed to bring someone into the store, experience. Each one of these methods is an opportunity to engage the consumer. Television is a visual and highly used platform and houses shows that people are often connected with, and a good ad can pique interest in going to the store. Each one of these methods is also an opportunity for failure, of course. More and more people TiVo or don't watch TV at all, preferring to catch their favorite programs online instead, absent the ads, naturally. And they can have a poor store experience. This is an important point because, as you will read more than once in this book, getting attention and even awareness for a brand in no way leads de facto to engagement with the brand to a positive end. This can become fuzzy, especially as the scenarios become far less traditional than the one outlined above. Today, a brand may choose to host an extreme sports event, as Red Bull has done, with very little overt branding. Or a brand may recruit bloggers to try its products before a national release and spread the word, like Nintendo did with their Wii, using blogs as the platform with consumer-crafted messaging, uncontrollable by the brand. These and hundreds of other forms of outreach are being tried by marketers with expanding technologies and opportunities for messaging. That's as it should be. What none of these scenarios should be confused with, however, is brand engagement. Brand engagement is the consequence of any marketing or communication effort that results in an increased level of brand equity for the product or service, and therefore loyalty, a leading indicator of sales and profitability. The ultimate objective of all outreach methods used by brands is the creation of brand loyalty. Brand loyalty is the reason for all media platforms. It is the reason for all contexts, such as television programs and magazines. It is the reason for all messages, commercials, and banner ads. It's the reason brands create a positive store experience or participate in an event. Loyalty is generated when the brand meets or exceeds customer expectations in a particular category. When a customer is loyal to a brand, he or she is engaged with that brand. There is engagement that can happen when a consumer interacts with any of the methods brands use, certainly. That can and should be understood and measured. We are already measuring this, as the case studies in this book will reveal. But category and brand engagement, above all, must be measured. It is, in fact, the most critical measurement to take, and most importantly, the first measurement to take, despite its position as the ultimate outcome of all the methods used by brands. It is a logical question to ask how one would measure an end result before methods to accomplish that result are employed. The answer is that one must measure the ideal end result using metrics designed to predict consumer behavior. Remember BrandSpain? This book will demonstrate how measuring the consumer ideal in a category is the most valuable benchmark you can have, far exceeding any average of past performance, no matter how specific. Once you know the ideal, you can measure anything against it: a brand in combination with various media platforms, programs or touch points, and any brand communication. The ideal is the consumer's view of the world of brands, as this book will show. And measuring the ideal and the brands against that category ideal is predictive of a consumer behavior before it shows up in the marketplace. To support this, we have included excerpts from our own blog, The Keyhole, that we have written since 2006, inserted at the end of every chapter. Please note the dates, as well as reinforcing insights with concrete, real-world examples. We believe they help demonstrate that our data gave us information about category activity and brand performance long before the press began to report it. We've appended each excerpt with subsequent media reports on brand marketplace realities, our blogs ranging from 9 months and 10 days all the way to 2 years and 7 months ahead of marketplace realities. The case history about Starbucks' ascension and decline, included in this book, is a concrete example of the predictive nature of the data. This book, ultimately, is like our model: results and output focused. In times of big changes especially, theories abound. While theories are the foundation of any good research question, they are not a deliverable. They are especially not a deliverable when brands are struggling for research applications that can help them face the future with greater certainty. While the case studies in this book focus on big brands that are familiar to us all, any brand of any size can create engagement. Fred's Breakfast in New Hope, Pennsylvania, with its membership-only customer base, went far beyond a mere gimmick in approaching consumers. Customization of the dining experience via design-it-yourself membership applications that resulted in literally the shirt off the back of one applicant and the back of a competitor's breakfast menu from another, and a strictly word-of-mouth campaign, was at the core of the brand's appeal, along with a great breakfast. It thrives as a result. Fred's did not copy, but instead it invented, looking beyond the common to the ideal community breakfast spot. While it will never be a large-scale threat to McDonald's, in New Hope at least, neither the Golden Arches nor local competitors stand a chance against levels of engagement like that. Any brand, no matter the size, can profit from understanding the central principle behind the stories in this book, that only a deep understanding of what creates customer loyalty and engagement will take brands into the future. Innovation, whether technical or theoretical, is far easier to support and manage when the brand knows with absolute certainty what is important to the consumer and where it will get the most return. Technology, as a platform and as a diagnostic tool, is not the 21st century's silver bullet either. We are in a time of tremendous advances in understanding how we humans think. Neuroscience has already entered the field of marketing research and continues to refine its often clumsy and intrusive testing processes to get a piece of the research pie. The methodology that can crack the code of the human mind will still have one major obstacle to overcome. it will still have to give its subjects something to respond to, which means, by extension, something which already exists. Brands that face the constant challenge of taking their charge in new directions often find this prospect less than satisfying. They need to answer major strategic questions of allocation of resources for product development, media, and advertising creation. What part of the brain that responds to a logo, or with greater specificity, responds to particular images, does not help a brand to know necessarily what direction is the best one to choose. Communications research, especially, operates in a stadium where the rules change depending on what team you're on. There are many methodologies out there, from good people trying hard to discern how the stuff brands say is received. Some of those testing systems have been around for a long time, and some have even developed very good methods of understanding executions. But they lack a strategic view of the brand. Not designed to offer a benchmark beyond previous performance of advertising, hopefully at least in category advertising, the question of whether an ad is good or not often goes unanswered. Yes, it may do well in the testing and even win at award shows. But in terms of whether it is performing against a consumer-based, category-centric strategy or not, that is not a question that copy testing can accurately answer. To answer the question, is this a good ad, you need to know what you are trying to do in the first place. And for our tastes, there are far too many brands out there with so much at risk that cannot answer that question. Whether for communications, development, or resource allocation, only knowing what you are trying to do will take you there. And the answer to how you know, with absolute certainty, is where this book begins.